You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Let's do this. Let's wait till the beat drops. The Women's World Cup is here, and it's been a thrilling display of talent, passion, and Stuttgart, wake up, because it's the World Cup wake up, and soccer is far from dead. Host nations Australia and New Zealand win their opening matches, telling the world they ain't going nowhere. Nigeria held Olympic gold medalist Canada to an action-packed 0-0 draw, even though I've seen UFC matches with less violence. Philippines made their World Cup debut but lost to Switzerland due to a torrent of shots from the Swiss. Are we a bunch of Cubans sitting outside a bodega? Porque España dominó a Costa Rica. No había pura vida, solo pura perdida. Jamaica earned their first ever point to a World Cup Women's World Cup against France, even after Bunny Shaw had to hop into the locker room after receiving an unjust red card. Did French center back Wendy Renard dive to draw the foul? Je ne sais pas. Demandez à Smetti. It was a one-sided affair as the U.S. Women's National Team won 3-0 over Vietnam while holding them to zero total shots for the entire 90 minutes. How the heck did he do that? Said Richard Nixon. Will the USA three-peat at the 2023 World Cup? Who cares? We're just loving the most entertaining and definitely most alive sport in the world. God bless football.
Let's go.
Woo!
I did not get to hear the music, but I could tell that there was a beat at the bottom only because you are not a fast talker. That is, you are a fast...
Right.
Quick trigger fingers. But speaking fast is not really your thing. Damn, you killed that.
Thank you. And it's also quite early. That was not easy.
People may not realize Stuttgart isn't with us. We were supposed to do that on the Dan Levitard show.
He's alive.
He's not with us on the show. You were supposed to do that on the Dan Levitard show, but there was a problem. You couldn't.
That's right. They had a power outage.
Why there was a Stuttgart reference. That's why you referenced Cubans playing dominoes. And also, that's why you said Richard Nixon, because they're all so old. So
You got to relate to the.
you got to know your audience, dog.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yes, that was supposed to be on Levitard's show, but we'll be back on Thursday. We'll be on the show on Thursday. There was a power outage, so we couldn't be there this morning. But it is what it is. The content still has to. I couldn't save that.
No, you got to get it out. We got it out.
And that's exactly. So it worked out perfectly. But welcome to the Cooling.
And also now everyone knows everything that happened in the World Cup. So why are we doing the rest of this episode? Let's just get out of here.
Everybody's caught up. All right.
Yeah. Let's go. You want to go brunch or something? What do we do now?
Damn, bro. We should. I mean, this could have. It's like, you know, this could have been an email. This could have been a TikTok. We could have.
Yeah, this could have been a Zoom, dude.
We didn't need to do all this. Welcome to the Cooligans.
You're women's sweating, by the way.
that was a lot. You're like, we should do it at the top, and I'm like, bro, I don't know if we should do it at the top. I don't know if I have enough energy to finish the show.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you so much, sir. Welcome to the Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily. We're at match day 5. The tournament's been wild and exciting. I think up until match day 5, I just need to confirm. I think this is the record is still going on. There has been a clean sheet in, I believe, every single match so far, which is pretty surreal. Yeah, both teams have not scored in any match,
any
of the matches. Yeah, yeah. I'll just confirm.
No.
That. Yeah,
is that possible?
All zeros. Oh, what? No, just one. Sorry. Just one, Sweden, South Africa. That was the only one.
Okay, there you go. Yes, that's right.
So, okay, so it went about, yeah, it went about up until match day four. That's when it happened. Okay, so we, but even that, that's pretty wild. We only have one game where both teams have scored. So it's pretty surreal because this is not.
That's really a crazy stat.
Not common. Yeah, it wasn't this way in any of the previous World Cups, pretty much. Pretty crazy so far, but entertaining nonetheless. Shout out to everybody. We've already gotten a lot of great feedback for some of the prior episodes. Obviously, yesterday we had Paige Nielsen and Tien Tran on. We have Rosie White on.
Oh, man, I've gotten so many messages about how fun that show was.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't listened to that, I know it's Monday. Those were weekend episodes, but we did do two episodes on Saturday and Sunday, recapping the U.S. Women's National Team match, and also talking to Paige and Tien about their new project. So go check those out if you have not. Those are also really, really fun episodes. And like we said, we're going to be here daily doing episodes. So join us throughout this entire tournament. We've been having a great time so far. And a reminder, to subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. Sometimes people find us on other feeds, right? Like on the Dan Le Batard feed. Also subscribe to the Cooligans podcast feed. If you already like the show,
subscribe button to us.
To us. You already like the show. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast and on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. So just a reminder. I wanted to get that out of the way. Also, congrats to us. We just hit 6,000 YouTube subscribers.
We're on our way up, bro.
Boom. Okay. Where's
Where's
the plaque, YouTube? There's now 6,000.
Only 5 months after hitting 5,000. Let's go.
Now, okay, we got to celebrate the every win we get.
Every victory. Every victory gets a champagne shower. Yo. Let's go.
But, all right. This is match day five. Let's go through some of these results. This was the first Italy. Argentina was the first 2 a.m. game. Which was like, yes, let's go, let's do this. I could stay up for this.
Not me. I had to be asleep, but luckily I get to watch it when I wake up.
Right.
It was 2 a.m. You know, look, I'm all for the growth of this women's sport, so I will support in any way, shape, or possible. But bro, we gotta make these. If it wasn't for the internet, you could just play these games at a reasonable time, and we wouldn't have already heard about the score. But we gotta do something next World Cup. We gotta put in a time zone that is friendly for Americans primarily. Yeah. Okay, look, we're the biggest TV market. Worry about us first.
You know, in the Eastern Seaboard, we need to look out for everybody on the East Coast. All right.
Yes.
Where we are. You know what? Why can't the players in Australia play their game at 2 a.m. local time?
Right. So right? Nice. Is that hard?
So it's a nice time for us.
You know, just makes it a bit more palatable for me.
I don't know. I don't know how dedicated the players are to the fans, you know?
Oh, you don't want to play at 2 a.m., so you hate the World Cup. You don't want to win one, is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
I'm hearing it loud and clear.
Right? I'm getting mixed signals.
In every single language spoken at the World Cup, all right?
I'm hitting the translator button. SAP is telling me what's going on.
But Italy, Argentina... this was a nice little rematch of the what's the game called? The finalissima, right?
Yeah.
And we got another one of these. You know, every time Italy plays against Argentina, I just think of the Spider-Man meme of them pointing at each other. You know what I mean?
Right. Or it's that cousin. It's that cousin that moved. Like, you got a Dominican cousin that lives in South Dakota, and you're like, how'd you end up there, bro? Is there anyone else like us there? That's Argentina, bro.
Yeah.
It's Italy and South America, and they will not stop letting you hear about it.
There was a one goal in the 87th minute from...
Ahead from the substitute.
Yeah, Cristiana Girelli.
Girelli.
Yeah. So it was a great ball, but this felt very much like one of those evenly matched games where anybody pretty much could have won the game. I thought both teams had decent chances, but Italy definitely the better team. Argentina still has a lot of, and it's really a shame, and you know, this is an all too common thing, but you wouldn't necessarily think it were Argentina. Argentina have really just a really poor amount of support for their national team, for their women's national team. They're like now just kind of getting on board with like just rationalizing. Also supporting the female players.
Argentinians need to watch the Barbie movie, bro.
Yo, you know who needs to manage the Argentinian national team? Greta Gerwig, bro. We need
bro, get it out there. Let's start the rumors here, dude. By the way, I'm using the board at CBS. Mm-hmm. You hear that?
Yes, I do.
That's pretty cool. I'm trying to figure out what sounds they have.
Hey!
Oh no! We can't have
that. Wow!
This is a mistake, bro.
I don't know what that is. Oh, that's terrible. That might be somebody. Oh my god! I mean,
okay, this is becoming.
Okay, I'm gonna need that one actually. Okay, that's it. That was not too
right. Well, everybody.
There we go.
Now that he's discovered it, just be the next 20 days, get ready to hear quite a bit of that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not doing it too much.
But this one's going to be useful. That's going to be useful for sure.
Okay, yeah. It's a little loud as well.
Is it?
Yeah,
all right. I'll make sure. Oh, actually, I had that all the way up. Is that better?
That is much better.
There we go.
Okay.
Nope. Get ready to be annoyed.
Yeah. And it's also it's gonna be on your audio track, so I can't even like lower it or adjust it or remove
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. To be honest, that's beautiful. Hey, okay. How many goals did Germany score against Morocco?
Six.
Wow. Don't they just deserve an applause for that?
I thought you were gonna do how many goals did Morocco score against Germany, and that would be 9. That's the better corny joke, but that's all. I mean, I'm just.
I didn't try to make a corny joke. I just six and I hit the button for the applause.
Okay,
so hit me with the 9. I'm starting to think someone at the Lepetard office just pulled the cord to get the power outage.
Okay, so. All right. So, Italy, Argentina, I thought it was a fairly entertaining game. But even though Italy, we're definitely better.
I will say, I think you make a good point, though, because a lot of these, you know, this is the first World Cup with this many teams in it, the first Women's World Cup. They've expanded the field. So you're not always getting to see an even competition. I will say,
right.
There's a lot of countries that this is their first run out, or not even if it's their first run out, they don't really focus on obviously the development of the women's game as much there. So you're going to get some nations that take this very seriously against nations that are just starting to sort of take it serious. But this was one of the first ones where I'm like, oh, okay, this is an even back and forth. I think we saw that in the South Africa versus Sweden.
Yeah,
Sweden match. This was a match that could have gone either way. You know, huge for South Africa that they scored early, but it felt like, oh, okay, there's a way for each of these teams to win. Very different from, let's say, Germany, Morocco, where it was like, hey, Morocco, thanks for helping us with training.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a, you know, it's interesting, you know, leading into this World Cup, everybody was talking about Germany losing to Zambia 2-1, and are they finished? Are they done? And now Germany is—they looking pretty sharp. And this is again, you see these results, and you're like, yo, why couldn't the U.S. do some of this? Because some of these other teams is cooking, bro.
Exactly. I know it feels weird to be like 3-0 is not enough. But some of these teams are going to be, racking in them goals, bro.
Yeah. I mean, look, you just got to get out of your group. And you know, that's the U.S., I would say, has that on lock. Their next game is against the Netherlands on Wednesday. And that's the one where it's kind of nice to be tested a little early and play against the team that you played in the previous World Cup final. But that is the one. I'm not expecting, you know, 7 goals scored against Netherlands. But if you do it, I'm you know what? Gonna boost my self-esteem, boost my confidence in this
there
team.
You go.
Okay. So feel free. This game for Germany against Morocco, I thought was overall, how's this does it look all right? I gotta
it's a little janky.
We'll adjust. We'll adjust.
I think the first thing to notice is 2 of the goals for Germany were scored as open goals. Own goals. I'm Morocco. Also, Pop. I mean, having a brace. I mean, she was the bomb. We should call her Poppenheimer.
Wow, we're really doing this.
Wait, where's? I missed the. There it is. Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. Yo, Poppenheimer. She was the bomb. Come on.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you know, caused a lot of destruction out there, right?
Come on.
This was a scenario where it just completely outmatched, right? I mean, Germany are the second ranked team in the world. Morocco, the 72nd ranked team in the world. And it was quite evident. Morocco was just completely outmatched, technically, physically. I don't know if this is Morocco's first World Cup. I feel like, because I'm not used to seeing them, I'm assuming they are. It is their first one. But I could be wrong. But yeah, Germany's Germany. They're just way too good. This is one of those games where I don't know how much we necessarily take from it, or like, you know, how generally it's just like Germany looked sharp, but there were so many mistakes from Morocco. I thought the goalkeeper was also like going after the ball, missed. I think the first goal, right? Like just like went for the ball, but completely missed it. And then it was an open goal for Alexander Pop, or AKA Poppenheimer.
Poppenheimer, let's go.
I thought more than anything, I thought Morocco was just really, really bad in this game. So the other match was Brazil, and this was against Panama. And this was a really fun one.
And by the way, just shouts to Morocco. They do have some players. Rosella Ayane, who plays for Tottenham. Mm-hmm. I've been following her for a little bit. She's absolutely incredible. They do have some ballers, but it's tough to put together an entire national team squad. Well, you know what I mean? Look, when you haven't really felt like you've been supported.
I'll just go to FOTMA real quick. And this is where you see how some teams are going to fare before even a ball is kicked. Because you look
start with, do they have a photo?
That's exactly what I was going to say, bro.
Was that? Okay.
Only 2 of the Moroccan players in the starting lineup have photos. So yes. not always, not a good sign.
I will say, as much as you and I both love FOTMA, we both have the app, we use it regularly. Mm-hmm. It is great as a reference point for our show. They're not the best with women's soccer. Let's just say that. They often don't. It's only for the World Cup that they actually have, let's say, grades for the players. They don't mm-hmm. do this for women. I believe they do it for Women's Champions League, the Women's Champions League, but they don't do it for WSL. They don't do it for NWSL. They don't always have the lineups. They definitely don't have a ticker. This is the first time they have a ticker, which is where, you know, if you're watching the game and you're like, oh, who had that assist? You can go down. And within the ticker, they'll have sort of an explanation of what happened. They don't always, I guess, for the Women's World Cup, they've showed up. So shouts to you, Fat Mob. But keep it going, my G.
You know, can you pull the profile photo from Facebook? Get anything.
Yeah. You've got profile photos.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
It's for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. You ain't got it for the Moroccan national team?
It cannot be that difficult.
Come on.
What was the other, the next result? But yeah, Brazil Panama. Really fun game, and it's fun for Brazil. Fun for fun for Panama.
Come on, Brazil was back, practically passing down the canal. Get it?
Yes, I get it. I was, I mean, the crowd got it. That's why they applauded.
They were here. The drummer was a little late on that one.
We got a hat trick from Adi Borges, right?
And by the way, she's played 13 games in the NWSL. Can you guess how many goals she scored in the NWSL?
I'm not used to hearing your name, so it has to be less than three.
It's one. One goal in 13 games. In World Cup, three in one game.
She plays for Racing Louisville, which, I mean...
She does play for Racing Louisville.
They are a decent team. They're not the Brazilian national team.
With no, she's not getting this level of service.
Not only the service, did you see the third goal?
Incredible.
This is crazy, bro. I mean, I understand it's Panama, first time at a World Cup, not the greatest team in the world, but the level of swag. I mean, the ball, it was it might have been Dabinha.
I think Dabinha does get the assist on that one.
Yeah, Dabinha passes it in. I don't know who she passes it to, that player does a back heel to do a 1-2. Dabinha gets the ball and then sends the cross a perfect.
No, that's the Beatriz goal that Adi Borges assisted on.
Okay. So, all right. This is all from memory. I don't remember exactly who built up this play, but it was literally one of the best team goals we've seen so far at the World Cup. But the cross inwards to the far post, and then the player, again, I don't even remember who the player was. Instead of
it's Beatriz.
Okay. So, no, but this is the player that receives the ball, and then Beatriz gets the goal. But the
this is so Adi Borges.
Okay, Borges gets that's the third one. Whatever, who cares? Anyway, but the player that trapped the ball, and this is 5-6 feet from the goalkeeper with a defender. Mm-hmm. So takes a perfect touch and just completely kills the ball right on this, basically the 6-yard line. And instead of taking a shot, which any normal person would have just taken a shot,
you would
right
feel
there,
hurried to take a shot. You'd be that mad. Moment.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm this close to the goal and I haven't taken a shot yet. And instead of doing that, Pat does like a back pass Beatriz, right? Who gets the third goal? Just one of the best plays so far. Yeah. People were already. I already saw the tweets. Joga bonita. It was amazing to see Panama. This is, Panama have they have a really good goalkeeper who's always made a lot of news for having to stop 45 shots a game.
Yeah. For her defenders not helping.
I think this is going to be it feels similar to Panama at the 2018 World Cup, right? Where like it was their first time there or first time in a long time, I believe. I think it was their first time for the men. And look, it's like one of those, just happy to be here, just try my best. I hope they can make the games a little bit more competitive. But they are in obviously a pretty tough group. It's Brazil, France, Jamaica, and Panama. So not a great, not a fun experience for them. But overall, entertaining for the casual, for the
yes.
fans, because Brazil were wild entertaining.
I would say this is not looking great for France. because France is probably going to face a tough competition with Brazil. So the group is right now Brazil at the top with 3 points, France in second place with 1 point, Jamaica with 1 point because they drew 0-0, and Panama -4. So if for some reason Jamaica can find a point against Brazil, you would assume France would also struggle with Brazil. It's whoever beats Panama by the most between France and Jamaica that will move on. Yeah. Right, Brazil's looking like they've got the goal differential. They're going to be good. France is going to have to light Panama. Now is the point where if you're a Panamanian player, you're thinking, damn, they got to rack them goals up against us. They got to start stacking goals,
yeah,
or else there's a chance they might not pass through. So there's a slim hope for the Reggae Girls that they actually do go through and not France, which would be insane for the Reggae Girls, a group that had to fight to get enough money to get to the place where they're at. It's right. Absolutely incredible. There is a glimmer of hope now. And it's not like Brazil are world beaters. You know, there is an opportunity for them to slip up as well.
Right,
there's
right.
a very good chance that the Reggae Girls can get out of this group now.
But losing Bunny Shaw is now after yes. this result is just such a bummer because, again, the opportunity is there.
You can't argue and get a second yellow rescinded.
Right, right. Yeah.
So this is it. They're screwed. And Charlie and I had a little bit of an argument on the show because he said studs were up. I'm like, what studs?
what studs? No studs. The studs.
There were no studs.
The studs could have been up. They didn't touch anybody. The studs did not touch anybody.
Her back trailing foot did touch Wendy Renard while she was already going down.
Right.
And touched it with the top of the foot. This is ridiculous. The fact that, first of all, dumb to try to slide tackle here. We've already covered this. But there's no way back now. You're going to play without your best player now.
Yeah, I also saw a report that Wendy Renard got an MRI in her calf because she picked up some kind of injury. And I guess they were just being cautious. But then when I read it, I kind of felt like, yo, are they doing the MRI just because she dove and they want to make it seem like,
right. She walks in with an air cast. Just to be like, yo, there was, you know, we did an MRI, you know, we found studs in it.
She's just Wendy Renard with a neck brace walking around. A lawyer with the briefcase next to her.
She's in traction. She's got the bar that goes from the elbow to the side. How did that happen?
You shook hands with the ref after the game. What do you mean?
How hard did they shake?
So pretty wild. But another great slate of matches. And tomorrow, obviously, we have a bunch of great games. There is the 10 p.m. tonight, Colombia, South Korea. And Colombia will be playing in their first match since their friendly or the closed door friendly that they had against Ireland that had to be abandoned because it became an
MMA fight.
I guess some of the players were grappling or doing something. It got way too aggressive. They played 22
players
minutes.
Were sent to the hospital.
Yeah. So pretty wild. I mean, when it comes to, it's like, you know, prepping for a World Cup. Some people take it a little bit more serious than others, but hey, yo, I've said this a whole bunch. You're seeing the competitive spirit. You're seeing some of the toxicity that exists in men's sports. This is what it means to be a competitor, bro.
Pull up Colombia versus South Korea on FOTMOB, and let's just do the FOTMOB test.
Oh, the FOTMOB test, yes.
Who is going to win based on who has more photos?
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see. I got to adjust.
Okay.
I got to adjust.
It's not looking stacked, I'll tell you that.
I got to adjust the window a little bit, but you get
right, because we want you guys to see, for who are watching, we want you to see the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm looking down over here, and I see one image for Colombia. And that is the goalkeeper with Catalina Perez.
Yeah, we got one.
She plays for Real Betis Feminas. And if you go to South Korea, they've got three.
They got three photos.
Three. Are you covering us now?
I'm just showing it. Okay, there we go.
Probably the biggest name is your center forward, and I believe is Gumin Lee, who plays for Brighton Women.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouts to her. You know, you've got two other players. I think actually Cho, Sohyun Cho plays for Tottenham Women. And then I'm not sure who Sojun Ji plays for, but I guess it's not listed. But again, 3-1, you'd have to take South Korea over Colombia.
That feels about right, because but we'll see. I mean, you would imagine that there's a fair amount of, obviously there'll be a fair amount of Colombian players that probably play in Colombia, but I'm sure there are a few American players.
No, I think there's Caicedo plays for Real Madrid women's team. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not too familiar with the Colombian women's national team, but I'm sure, look, they got there. But South Korea.
Hey, baby, they got there.
South Korea generally is a pretty good team. I think this might be one of those like fairly even matchups, and I think
I'm going to believe in our system, and I'm going to say South Korea. Let's test it. Let's test the FODMAP test. Korea
okay,
wins.
Yeah. So place all your bets based on
how much FODMAP respects the women's national team of that country, how much service space they allocate.
Exactly.
Women's soccer.
So, you know, look, FODMAP, like every other app, needs to chill from time to time. Okay, and yes. they're figuring it all out. They can.
I need to chill sometimes. You need to chill sometimes, especially in league when we're watching League's Cup.
That's right, because
you got Lionel Messi banging in these crazy free kicks, bro. I need to chill,
bro. You even have Emmanuel Reynoso banging in these free kicks.
Even
Lucas El Rayan, bro. Every Argentinian 10 said, I see. Oh, what
is that? What we are now? We all banging in free kicks
because we're all just having a good time out here. Every Argentinian got like a +20 free kick boost yes. after Lionel Messi signed his contract with.
They're all Argentinian of the week card has gone up
because the brand is strong with those Argentinians. Bro.
If you're a goalkeeper and you're facing an Argentinian number 10, you're saying, "Bro, you need to chill. You need to grab one of these cold, crisp Coors Light with the mountain at the top turned blue, so you know it's chill." Because, yo, you're doing too much right now. You need to relax.
Very much so, because this summer, stay passionate and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, the official beer of League's Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Oh, wrong button.
I was waiting for it. Okay, let's just wrap with this real quick. The Kylian Mbappe. That is
news. A potential $1 billion offer for 1 year, €700 million for 1 year, and then they're like, "Yo, go to Real Madrid." This is like those princes from like the Middle East who go into like the Instagram. Models DMs and they're like, "Spend one night with me, $15,000.
Yeah.
You know,
this is the you know, the basically, you know, indecent proposal.
Right? It's a little thotty. Yo, Kylian Mbappe got to be a little bit of a thotty to take this.
Yeah,
deal.
I just want to show you off a little bit. That's it.
Yeah. How'd you get that trip to Dubai, Kylian Mbappe? I don't want to tell you. No, let's be honest, bro. He's kind of being pushed to take this deal. He said he wants out. PSG is trying to put pressure on him. They said they're not gonna let him play essentially if he doesn't sign another contract, since he doesn't want to sign another contract. Yeah. They're trying to move him. They say, "Hey, we'll take whatever offer." We had a journalist on, James Benj, who broke the news of this offer. He was on the morning show, and he said that PSG have been encouraging Al Hilal to make this offer. So there, unless they can't negotiate personal terms, which what negotiation is it? You gonna give me how much?
Because personally, I like those terms. You know?
Yeah. I feel like we don't need to negotiate the personal terms. I have already agreed on those terms personally. You know, it is absolutely a earth shattering. I don't think this puts a stain on his career. I don't think this looks weird. I don't think this feels like the Ronaldo move. He has no other options. It's either you don't play for a season at PSG and they lose all this money, or they save their behinds on financial fair play by taking this offer. You basically get a training sessions for a year, yeah. Right? And then you move on to Real Madrid where you wanted to be anyway. The only way this is a negative is he goes out and picks up a massive injury in the Saudi League.
Yeah, it's a strange situation. It's a game of chicken, right? I mean, I think the real issue was, you know, Kylian Mbappe. I mean, I guess in hindsight, it's probably not that big a deal. But signing when he re-signed a couple years ago, that was really the bigger problem. Like, it felt like that was the right time to leave. But then, you know, and eventually.
Well, I mean, he kind of finessed them a little bit by setting himself up to be able to do what he's doing here.
Right.
He might get finessed by being sent to the Saudi League.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's not the end of the world if he plays 1 year in the Saudi League and then ends up where he wanted to be anyway in Real Madrid. Everybody's saying that he has his personal terms have already been agreed with Real Madrid, and he's going to join in July 2024. But I don't feel bad for the guy, but you wouldn't want to see him play there and not play in Champions League and so on and so forth, but we'll basically forget him for a year, and then you know he'll probably end up going where he wants to go. As far as the amount of money, it raises so many other concerns of just like what the hell, how can they offer that
Stop,
much
money?
I'm just
and there's no financial fair play. They're in a different. They're not
yeah, exactly.
UEFA.
Yeah, yeah. So they don't operate. It feels a little bit like a. The Saudi League, I mean, it feels like a laundering, like a money laundering operation.
It's not. They get money out of the ground, essentially. They're an oil rich.
No.
State.
Not for them. Not for them to launder money. Well, who knows? But
we can't speculate because it's not possible.
Alleged. I'm just saying. The amount of money being thrown around, it just weirdly, like even with Chelsea, it's just like how convenient. That's
also Saudi money, by the way.
Right. Like, so it just feels like how convenient is it that you have all these players, 8-year contracts, all these financial issues, but then you're like, yo, all of a sudden my problems get fixed because even the Premier League moving, like, I don't know how many players have already signed from Premier League to the Saudi League. It's already been like, I don't know, 25, 30.
Yeah.
It's just like, bro, they're fixing a lot of financial issues for you. So I don't know what the... Nah, whatever. I'm just saying. But
yeah. It makes you think.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know what the end game is for Saudi Arabia and the Saudi League. It doesn't necessarily, I've seen people have this debate about like, you know, oh, they're just trying to be like MLS. Well, MLS is at the very least, maybe at the beginning they were trying to get, you know, retirement league.
MLS ain't spending this kind of money.
But the only way to build a strong foundation for a league is to build the academies and youth, and that's how you sustain having a proper league for a long amount of time and development, and that's where the money needs to go, and that's why MLS has essentially done it. Effectively, the last like decade, they really have been able to produce talent that's able to play on the international stage in other leagues, in other other countries and stuff like that. So yeah, this Mbappe thing. It just feels like a accounting a little bit.
Whatever, baby. He's gonna be accounting his money. You feel me? It's 22 euros a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
That. Yeah, a lot of
Come
money.
Come on.
that's a.
Come on, Messi was scared to do it. Mbappe, go do it, bro.
That's basically what they were gonna pay Messi. They're just paying Mbappe, which arguably is probably gets you a better return.
It's probably at least for a year.
Yeah. All right. So, best of luck to Kylian. I'm sure we'll see why he ends up.
Yeah, he really needs it.
I think come to NYCFC, bro. We could.
Bro, we could use you. We just sold Gabby Pereira. I'm sure we have some tan. We can finagle.
I'm sure it could work out. All right. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Another. great episode. My voice is—I'm finally losing my voice after how we started. Always appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. Yes, and subscribe to the Cooligans podcast feed as well on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get it.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're on the quest to 7,000. Help
Let's
us.
Let's go.
There.
It begins now. Help us get to 10K. Let's go.
Let's do. Why can't we get to 10K by the end of the Women's World Cup? That's a reason. reasonable goal. Help us
absolutely
get there. Y'all the absolute best. We will see you tomorrow with another great episode. We're going to be joined by a guest tomorrow, somebody that is in Australia right now, so that's going to be dope.
That's right, the Prime Minister of Australia.
Okay, they made themselves available, so that was dope. All right, we will see you tomorrow, everybody. Peace.